following podcast contains adult language, explicit, and original content. This is definitely not safe for work.
All content within the podcast is only the opinion of Bad Flicks and nobody's else.
It is meant for mature audiences only.
Bam! Get some!
The voice is super sexy, actually, though, so it's not that I don't agree.
We'll get some chicken enchiladas and maybe I can catch a bug. I don't know. Great twist in that movie, left and right. And I'm sure Adam has seen it. Well, no, I'm not even going to say that. I'm going out on a limb right there.
My heterosexual life partner right there you're talking to.
Well, do what you do.
His header bro.
Time travel!
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Bad Flicks. As always, I am Adam.
I'm Garrett.
I'm John.
I'm Josh.
And we're also live on YouTube right now.
Should I say my name normal?
My phone just reminded me.
Your phone should have just reminded you as well.
I wish I could dodge that comment, but I can't. Piece of shit.
Yeah, that's a callback from earlier today at work.
We don't talk about work here.
We do, too. We talk about it all the time.
We should stop.
We shouldn't.
We should do our homework. Yeah, or turn our homework in.
Why don't you lead it off?
You're like
there.
That kid in class that's like, there's no teacher. I'm going to go talk to the principal.
There's no teacher. There's a substitute. I'm going to bring up the homework.
Yeah, exactly.
We're supposed to turn in our 10-page paper today.
You motherfucker.
Fucking kill him.
So, yeah. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, we had to watch Hard Target. And it was a hard watch, for sure. It was a very, very 90s movie, to say the least.
I don't know, from the way you guys were describing it before the show, you guys sound like you had a lot of fun.
It was ridiculous.
I loved it.
Once I realized they were throwing physics out the window, I was like, oh, I can kind of get behind this
physics
and watch.
And acting.
Yeah, and logic. Just all of it gone.
How about Wilford Brimley with a...
He's in that?
With a Creole accent.
Yeah, it's
bad.
Yeah, awesome. It's bad.
It's only He's only doing, like, French half the time. Like,
yeah,
he sounds
the rest of the
normal.
Time he talks, but he talks weird. Like, his word placement's all off. I love it.
It's so bad.
He's a wicked archer, though. He's a wicked archer.
Yeah, and quite the moonshine maker.
I'm Wilford Brimley, and I have diabetes.
Yeah, he's in that. He's
I got diabetes.
He's Chaunce's uncle.
God. Last night I hit my wife.
The acting in that was absolutely terrible. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. There is a scene in this movie to where Jean-Claude Van Damme is walking alone, thinking deep. Then he pauses, and it zooms in on his face, and he just... Yes. And then walks off screen. It's like, why is that a scene? And completely fucking unnecessary.
It's because he made a decision about what he was going to do.
That doesn't excuse that scene.
It does.
There's a lot of unexcusable scenes.
That movie was pure 90s action.
And
genius.
John will defend it till the day he dies.
I mean, it was.
That long. I'm just saying, in the 90s, that movie was 100% acceptable.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think so even in the 90s, people thought that was silly and ridiculous.
So was crack.
Yeah, man, it was a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. That shit was fire back in the day.
It was crack back in the day.
I mean, I understand that people are Jean-Claude Van Damme fans. I would not consider myself one of
them.
Was
that the first time you'd seen that movie, too?
That movie, yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, you're the only one that has the nostalgia for it, John. I just saw it for what it was.
It was part of my childhood, man.
I mean,
I'm a tumor, I'm a tumor.
I still think that people in the 90s would have been like, hey, that dude is surfing a motorcycle while firing guns. That's
Sweet.
Pretty unrealistic.
There's just no reason for it. He could have taken his hands off of the wheel
right.
And fired the guns. I don't know.
But he had to be high enough to jump on top of the van.
Exactly. Over the van.
Yeah, over the van.
Land on his feet.
And then continue to fire through the back of the van. So
yeah,
it would
like
explode, Garrett. So it would explode.
Well, the motorcycle had a leaking gas tank.
Obviously a John Woo film.
It's obviously a John film.
Yeah.
That too.
Hey, I'm just saying, it's not a diss. It's not a diss. It's just that you watch some shit.
Well, that's a diss.
That's nice. I don't know the definition of the word diss.
I'm just saying, for a 90s action film, it fits right in with
a
lot of the ones that came out. All the Steven Seagal movies, all that shit.
Although, I do have to say, I love me some...
Even Under Siege?
I love me some Under Siege.
Yeah?
I love me some Under Siege. Man.
Dude. No, they were all bad. Every no, single one
Under
of
Siege
them.
No, Under Siege 2 is amazing.
I wouldn't fucking say they're all bad. When did Predator come out?
1980s, late 80s?
It might have been 80s.
And the second one's like 91?
I think they're even older than that.
No, I think the second one was in the 90s.
Yeah.
I'm on it, Adam.
All right. I'm going to give this movie a 4, and it only gets that high because it was so ridiculous. It was fun and funny to watch.
I mean, I had someone to watch it with, so I didn't have to watch it alone, which helped.
Yeah, that was a real, real rough time.
Dude.
I didn't, yeah. I'll wait my turn.
Yeah, I appreciate it. John sucks.
What?
That's all. I give it a 5.
Predator 87 and Predator 2 1990.
Oh, okay.
87, really?
I'm going to give it a 6.5.
I was born.
What are you going to give it? You didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it.
Never mind.
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, you lucky.
damn it. 2 seconds, James.
Blades of Glory.
There was also a moment in that movie to where a guy... They're in the office of the dude that hands out, what were those, the gay sex pamphlets? Is that what those
some
pink
sort
things
of
were?
Sex pamphlets.
Yeah. And
he
the bad guy
homeless people
to pass them out.
To pass them out for yeah. chump change.
And the dude just got his foot up on this guy's chest as he's yelling at him. And I was just like, this looks so goddamn ridiculous.
So impractical.
Yeah. I'm just going to stomp through your chest.
So, hey, before we finish homework, what's the genre for tonight?
The genre is sports movie. So, gotcha. You can either post it to the Facebook, throw it in the chat, throw it on the YouTube chat, wherever.
Or write it on a piece of paper, crumple it up, and burn it, and we will know.
So, we got a 6.5 from John.
Yeah.
What do you give it, Garrett?
5.
A 5?
Yep.
And 8M?
4.
5.25?
I gotcha.
2.5?
Oops, 5 plus 4 plus 6.
I thought you said 6.5.
I said 6.5.
Okay, excuse me.
Yeah, you're short selling me here.
Yeah, you got to get every inch, huh, John?
Yeah, when you're counting halves, of course.
Shorty. Shorty.
Shorty.
I'm so engrossed watching this math.
You guys gave it a 5.16666666667.
5.2 is what we gave it.
5.2.
Well, I guess we're just rounding up then. What? Yeah. 5.2. I thought you guys rated on a scale of 0.5s.
No.
So, yeah, I guess it would be...
So, it would be 5.
Yeah, it would be 5. You're right. We would drop down.
It wouldn't make it to 5.5 until it reached 5.3.
No, we really did. Oh, yes, we did. We did decide that.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
Boom! Guess knowledge.
It pays more attention than we do.
It's not ringing a bell for me. I don't remember it.
It's because he listens to these.
I don't know.
I listen to every show. I listen to every show that we do.
Oh. Better man than I.
What did we talk about last week?
To none
of
them.
I was here, so.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember I ended the show with me getting really mad at you touching me.
You were just pretending for the camera.
Oh, yeah, it was all about the camera.
Afterwards, we were hugging and snuggling.
Absolutely, we were.
Snuggle-buggling.
Just snuggle.
Do you remember how this went last week?
I don't. Because it didn't happen last week. I didn't play with your hat at all.
You tried to pull it down on my eyes, and then I beanied
you. Oh, yeah, because it's too big for your fat head. Or you're too small for your fat head.
You mean it fits?
I guess, if you want to cut off circulation around your temples.
Who needs that?
Right?
It's just...
Who needs
mine's, like, comfy and sits right here. It's just so good. These guys don't even have hats. Adam uses a hood sometimes.
Come on.
You want
2 hoods actually.
It's the removable hat that I can forget about and not lose. It's pretty sweet.
Also,
I guess all hats are removable. That's kind of the definition of a hat. But, you know.
They're not attached.
Somebody this
actually, your hat is attached.
Head.
Not to my head.
But it's attached to your body.
Yeah, so I can just throw it back and forget about it, and it still comes with me. It's got my back.
Gross.
So let's move on into the news.
Is that it? So you guys put it a 5.1667?
We gave it a 5.
Okay.
It gets an average score.
So, Deadpool 2 is in the news.
James put in Blades of Glory.
All right, I got it written down.
Okay, cool.
And, well, it's more so as to who's joining the screenwriting team of I almost said Blades of Glory.
Bladepool.
Of Bladepool, yes. Drew Goddard joins the screenwriting crew.
Goddard.
Goddard. Yeah. Goddard? Sure.
Goddard.
Joins the crew writing for Deadpool 2, which is actually good news. I think it's great. He's only coming on as a consultant, but he's worked on such things as...
Does that mean he doesn't get credits?
I'm pretty sure he might. Yeah, he might get credits. It depends. Like, the Screen Actors Guild is really, really...
Strict
about what gets you a credit or not. That's why when you see, like, on IMDb, like, uncredited, it means that they didn't appear on screen long enough for...
A credit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see.
But this person has also worked on The Cabin in the Woods, Daredevil for Netflix, The Martian for Ridley Scott, and Cloverfield as well. So it's not like this man is...
And Dexter.
And the good part of Dexter, the first four seasons.
Yep.
So it's not like this man is unfamiliar with putting out quality. So I'm actually excited for this.
Not just quality, but like he knows episodic quality along with cinematic quality. Like he worked on Cabin in the Woods and a couple other movies.
Just a smart writer.
He just really knows how to put script to screen. Like, yeah. And he does it very well.
He's like that guy who knows how to... you want to zoom in on his dick, John?
Yeah, right. Do it.
No. You zoom in on that
just
dick.
Click it. Have you seen click. The zoom on this? Watch.
Look, there's a knob.
That's, I would call it a nubbin.
I'd call it Deadwood.
Aha. Cocksucker.
Isn't that? Yeah, I was just going to say. I was, piece of shit.
He's got a serious face.
How can you tell he's wearing a mask?
It's the joke. It's the joke John was telling right there. He's so serious.
I can't see his facial expression, so it's hard to tell.
John's pretty good at deadpan, though. He can tell that stupid-ass joke and not look like he's meaning it. You looking at the gun?
No.
That facial expression?
So that's pretty much it for the Deadpool 2 story. Good news, though. I'm excited for this movie. And you should be, too.
Well, it's actually encouraging, considering that T.J. Miller... A director from One bowed out.
Yeah.
Which is weird because T.J. Miller and T.J. Miller share the same name, but they're different people.
I was about they're, to yeah, ask they're different about people. That.
Because T.J. Miller will probably be in Deadpool 2.
I know.
Yeah, he already
but T.J. Miller will not direct Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
Not.
But we get the director from John Wick to be directing.
They're two different people, yeah.
Deadpool 2.
Two different TJs.
Yeah, they are.
One is a period.
Two different Millers.
Name.
Oh. Does that mean, like, his is abbreviated name?
Yes.
It's not, yeah. Like, is that, okay.
It's Tim Miller, I think.
Yeah.
Is his real name.
Which one is that?
The director.
That's the director.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it for Deadpool.
Pause.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the image to switch over.
Next segment.
IMAX.
Yeah, IMAX and Disney have signed one hell of a deal. It's probably going to net them both a shitload of money.
And lots of 3D movies.
And just IMAX shot movies in general, which is good news for us moviegoers, especially if you like to see some of the more visual movies in IMAX like I do.
It's not IMAX. It's IMAX 3D.
I thought it was just regular
IMAX.
Yeah,
it's not regular 3D. IMAX. It's IMAX 3D.
Oh, well.
That's
a lot of movies
in
3D. That is actually, now I'm a little disappointed. Sorry, bad news from IMAX and Disney.
But
probably still going to print them a bunch of money, though.
The IMAX 3D camera was developed for Avatar and then was used on The Hobbit. And when those effects are actually used and projected like they're supposed to be, then that's the effect that audience goers want.
Right.
Unfortunately, you have to pay. It's not... So one of the things that's weird about modern cinemas is they can sell you the IMAX experience, so they can put the IMAX name on it, and all that means is they took out the first row of seats and moved the screen closer.
Really?
IMAX, the actual IMAX experience is like 110 degrees.
You've been to the IMAX, right?
So that's the IMAX. The IMAX experience is just like we cut the seats and move the screen closer.
Okay.
So it feels like it's bigger.
So you might have an IMAX theater in your fucking town, but you really don't.
I see.
We do here in Seattle.
I know.
Yeah.
Seattle's the only one. There's an IMAX experience in Tukwila. There's one in Auburn. It's not
true
that.
IMAX.
Not special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are going to be a ton of movies from IMAX or from Disney coming out that will be done with IMAX 3D,
including
Star Wars: The Last Jedi.
Yep, there will be specific scenes in The Last Jedi.
I saw Avatar in IMAX 3D.
It's good, yeah, isn't it?
That's probably the best 3D you've ever seen. It's why it was meant
to be shot that way.
Yeah, yeah. That was the only.
I've only seen The Watchmen in IMAX.
You do not need to see that donger flopping.
I did see it in IMAX, though. Yeah,
exactly.
But not only is The Last Jedi going to be done this way, so is the new Indiana Jones film.
Beauty and the Beast.
Han Solo's movie. Episode 9 will be done this way. Black Panther, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Captain Marvel, Avengers Infinity War, A Wrinkle in Time, The New Mulan, Incredibles 2, Toy Story 4.
They're doing a live-action one.
Yeah. Oh. And the Wreck-It Ralph sequel. Thank you.
So the problem with this is what that means is they're selling to moviegoers, they're selling like, yeah, you can go see this movie in a regular theater, but if you want to see this movie, you got to go see it in IMAX.
Yeah. And, I mean, there will be some that they might get that with me, because I do want to see some of the... Honestly, it's probably going to be more of the animated movies, too.
For real.
Like,
it's not going to be
the 3D animated movies. Like, I don't want to see Star Wars in 3D, but I kind of want to see the Wreck-It Ralph sequel in 3D.
I kind of want to see Star Wars in 3D.
Yeah? I mean, spaceships in 3D, I guess,
that's
kind of rad.
That's what I'm about. Yeah.
I don't need to see live-action people in 3D, though, is what I'm getting.
I don't know.
Right? That's a very good point.
There's something to be said about the cool part of, like, you can see the depth of field in the shot.
Yeah.
Which, you know, on a two-dimensional screen like we have up or like you're watching right now, you physically know that John and I are behind Adam and Garrett.
Because of context clues.
But
maybe they're just morphed right on top of us here.
But we're a two-dimensional image. In a three-dimensional image, you can see the depth.
Yeah.
And how much there is, yeah.
Yeah. So there's something to be said about the goods of yes, but also this is just a huge marketing ploy.
Mm-hmm. Bingo. And I hate being got by marketing ploys.
But it happens from time to time.
Daily.
I know.
Daily do we get by them. You'll even do that down to like whoever does your juice. Yeah. Like down to whoever makes your vape juice.
I just go with Tasty Flavors, but I do default to Old Flavors because I know that brand.
Yep.
So I mean,
you don't just default to a brand sometimes just because it's the brand you know that makes quality.
No,
it's
the
brand you can trust. Flavors.
Yeah, I default to certain flavors by certain brands, of course. But yeah, specific flavors are what I default to. I'm not going to name any right now because they're not paying me to. But there are some out there.
I'm going to hold out.
I mean, if they want to, we're here.
Absolutely. I'll start vaping on camera if you really want to sponsor us.
Yeah.
No one will see a thing.
We will make a whole vaping podcast if you want to sponsor us.
Vigivape!
Vigivape.
It's resurrected!
Was that a podcast?
It was that was one test, of your
that
test
was free
names.
Waiting for players.
That was a test for name for waiting for players. Yeah.
It was one of your joke ones, Vigadget. But it was one of them.
Frank put in Field of Dreams.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh, that's a good one. So that's
Costner,
very,
right?
Yeah. Very little sports played in that movie, but it's all great centered movie. Around the sport of baseball. It's so good.
I spelled field wrong. So good. Whatever.
Field.
Yeah, it's spelled like Dark Side.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to put in Moneyball.
Moneyball?
Mm-hmm.
Moneyball's good.
That's a good movie.
We only get to see... Oh, we'll see by the end of it if we don't have enough.
Moneyball is...
Josh wants to throw one in.
Yeah, I do. I'll work on it.
All right. Well, while you work on it, let's talk about the new Alien movie.
Fuck, yeah.
4 minutes of what I'm assuming is probably
it's actually nothing. This is not going to play in the movie.
Oh, you're right, because it's a prologue.
It's a prologue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So that means that if you watch this, they all pretty much get ready to go to cryosleep by the end of it.
So it's called Alien Covenant. It's called Alien Covenant, The Last Supper. And it is Ridley Scott's prologue to the new Alien Covenant movie. It's really good.
Yes.
You get some huge named actors.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Fassbender.
Get a little tension.
Yeah.
You do. You get tension between the two married couples a little bit.
Yep,
and,
yep.
Garrett, I think you brought it up best before the show. It's focusing on the human element of sci-fi.
So solid.
Which is why a lot of like a lot of sci-fi that's good succeeds is because of the human element.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can throw in fantastical shit, but... If it's not relatable.
Yeah, I can't relate to a giant fucking beastie, like, or an alien, or what were they fucking called in Prometheus? Forerunners? Yeah.
Engineers.
Fathers? Engineers, that's what it was.
Architects?
Maybe.
It was either engineers or architects.
Architect sounds right.
I think it's Architect.
I don't remember, though. So.
Yeah,
it's
been, Prometheus
I saw
once.
That movie once, yeah, and it's been real shit since.
Never seen it.
I'll probably watch it one more time before this, just because I like the Alien series.
There's a thing now called the Prometheus School of Running, and when something is a straight line and falling down, you run parallel with it, along with it. The Prometheus School of Running is that. Like, when something, like in movies, when something happens like that.
Yeah,
like,
and you run with it.
Yeah.
That's in Prometheus, the Prometheus there's school. A terrible shot because there's a spaceship that has crash landed. It's basically a giant donut, right?
Uh-huh. And it's actually the ship from Alien and Aliens. It's the one that's stuck in the.
Yeah. So, what's one of it?
Was
it's not
one of the
same
things
one.
That was driving?
That's what
that's
one of the,
what, yeah,
architects
the engineers
are,
or architects are, yeah.
But it starts, there's like an explosion or something, and it gets jarred loose, and it starts rolling, and this lady's in the shadow of it, and then just turns around.
Runs
and tries
right
to
along the shadow. Dude.
Outrun the thing, instead of just being like, oh, it's like 100
I'm
yards
take
away.
A left.
I can just go that way 20 feet, and I'll be K. Like,
happens in so many movies going way back.
No, that's just, that's just the one I, like,
it's
the,
just so,
I remember the most.
It's since Prometheus, though, that they have a name for it.
I feel like people aren't that dumb, but they surprise me all the time.
People aren't that dumb. Have you seen most
our
horror
president?
Films?
Our president?
That works, too. I was going to say if he didn't. Okay,
that
I'll follow that up.
Voted into office.
Yeah, I'll follow that up. Have you seen our voting population? Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
I guess I'm just happy in knowing that he didn't get a majority of the votes.
Yeah.
Silver lining.
I
small
think, I think where Adam's going with this, hopefully this is definitely more of Alien and Aliens than it was Prometheus.
Yeah. Exactly. I hope it's a I know it's a prequel,
more
and I'm all right with it
alien,
being. But yeah, exactly. I hope it's more in the vein of Alien.
Guest 985 says, my movie pick is White Men Can't Jump. Also
yeah!
a great movie.
Solid.
Also a solid movie.
Isn't that Woody?
That's Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes and Rosie Perez, who she's good in everything, you know? What you talking about?
She's so good at Jeopardy. You don't even know.
Yeah,
how
Jeopardy's in
Jeopardy.
Them. Yep. Fucking...
That's a sport.
Yeah, that's not a sport.
It's a sport.
Yeah. That's like saying CSGO is a sport.
Season 5 of Jeopardy is now my pick.
I would watch
that's
that.
When Alex was his hottest, really. He was so good with his comebacks
Alex
and his puns.
Was so hot then.
Alex Trebek, so hot right now.
I love you, Trebek.
Giner mouth.
So from Aliens, we go to Predators. And
where's the connection?
It's
they
versus.
Fought a couple times. Yeah.
So was there ever a connection before that movie?
No.
Fan
fiction,
connection?
Yeah,
really,
and comics and stuff like that.
No.
There's
no.
A game.
Predator 2. Predator 2. On his wall.
Oh,
on his
trophy
wall.
That's
he has an alien head.
Yeah, there's an alien. There's a xenomorph.
Yeah.
Skull.
Yeah.
I forgot about
were
that.
Were they created by the same person, or even
H.R. Giger did work on the Predator.
I believe that,
but he didn't. I don't think he had anything more than production design. He didn't have anything to say in the writing or anything like that.
Huh.
But maybe he decided to put the xenomorph head up.
That
probably.
Might have been him.
That might have been,
that could have very... Like, we need a set dressing for this interior of the alien ship.
I got
well,
a head.
Yeah.
And honestly, it probably just started off as an Easter egg, and then it just kind of blossomed into Aliens versus Predators.
Like, fans wanting
circle
it.
Circle jerk, yeah. But that is not the story here. The story here is that Alfie Allen, better known
he's
as...
He's a Predator.
Yeah, is Reek from Game of Thrones.
Better known as Theon.
Or Theon Greyjoy. Mr. Dickless. He will be in the new Predator movie that's coming up.
He's a eunuch now?
2018.
Yeah, 2018. No real
Shane
idea
Black.
On what he's playing, but probably not going to be a Predator. Probably.
Shane Black is the writer and the director on this.
I feel like this
Olivia
is
Munn
in
is in it.
Predator.
So is Boyd Haddock.
I feel like you're reaching when you're getting Olivia Munn.
Actually, she's tried to be at the forefront of acting for a while now. It's just really hard to get in.
Thomas Jane's also going to be in this.
Yeah, she had a great role in.
Oh shit! What was that?
It was a Broken Lizard movie, the restaurant one.
Oh, waiting.
No. That's not the one. That's a different one. Broken Lizard did a. It was like a. Michael Clark Duncan was the owner of the fish place of the place.
Oh God!
God damn it! You know what I'm talking about?
Slammin'
right?
Salmon.
Slammin' Salmon. That was it. That was it. Slammin' Salmon. Yeah.
Seen that.
You haven't?
Nope.
It's good, dude.
I am surprised that you haven't seen that, actually.
Colby Smulders is
you
in
will
it?
Love that movie. Dude.
Yeah, actually.
You were
going to
fucking love that movie.
Yeah, there's a whole thing about circumcised versus uncircumcised in
Colby
that.
Colby Smulders is the hottest name ever, by the way.
She is Agent Hill in the
Colby
Marvel
Smulders.
Movies.
She's Robin in How I Met Your
Mother. Yeah, How I Met Your Mother, yeah.
Never watched that.
It's actually worth...
Wow.
Could have gone again.
Take your pick, man.
I've seen episodes of it, and I thought it was funny.
It's funny to watch.
It's the reason that and Harold and Kumar are the reason for Neil Patrick Harris's resurgence.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't know, I liked the banter in that show. I didn't like the laugh track, and I didn't like where the storyline was going. So I stopped watching.
Well, because the storyline has an ending. It always does. And also, you have to wonder, does the Ted character grow up to be Bob Saget?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping for.
So, Alfie Allen is going to be in the Predator movie. Who do you... Do you put him as a victim or a hero?
I put him as
a victim.
He's probably going
to... He's
going to
be a bad guy.
No, I think he's
I'm
going
fine
to be.
With that, too.
I think bad guys too, are victims, so
he's
okay.
too puss to be the hero, though.
I just think he'll survive the movie. Or if he's the bad guy, he'll die at the very end. But he's going to get a decent amount of screen time for how famous he is.
Here's my thing. Look at his hair.
Yeah.
That's just his
I understand
Game of
that.
Thrones hair.
But
did you see him in John
bad
Wick?
That is bad guy hair. I've never seen him have good guy hair. It's
he
greasy.
Had shorter hair than John Wick.
He's never been a good guy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's true. He could be a bad guy.
I think he's going to be like...
Although I don't know his entire filmography, so don't...
He could be...
Topher Grace?
Topher Grace is a dick.
Yeah. He was... But he was the dick.
He was Eric Foreman.
He was the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
In Venom. What other movie was he a bad guy?
Predator.
In Predator?
Yeah.
Topher Grace?
Yeah.
Which Predator?
The newest one?
Predators?
Predators? I believe no, maybe not the newest one, but
okay. So hang
on. The dude was psycho.
The dude was psycho.
Yeah, they went to the Predator planet.
Okay, so that's Predators.
Yeah,
let me see.
I never saw that. I completely.
I saw
that. That
I thought the bad guy was
Topher Grace.
I thought the bad guy was Walton Goggins.
No, it's fucking Aaron.
I'm looking it up. Adrian. Oh, you're right. He fucking was.
Yeah, he was the psychotic.
Yeah, he was the bad guy.
Yeah,
because he looked like he was down to earth
and
homey and stuff.
And he was totally fucking normal, but he was a sociopath.
Yeah, he turned. All right, yeah, I'm with you. Jesus, calm down.
I just think that's. I think he's going to be more of like the. Either that or he's going to be the greasy character who you think is the bad guy, the red herring.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, was that the fucking last Topher Grace movie I saw?
Yeah, me too.
I gotta go back and watch that shit.
That was a good one. I like that.
Michael Felix says his movie pick is Hoosiers.
Oh, there you go.
I've never seen that.
Hoosiers.
It's a hockey movie, isn't it?
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah.
I figured he'd pick something better.
Space Jam?
Like something, so like I figured he'd pick like a
Gene Hackman. That's the coach in that.
I figured he'd pick like a movie that was like well known and loved
among
sports
about
fans.
Nah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Like I figured he'd go for Field of Dreams or something.
Or
like
Friday
that.
Night Lights, like
Friday
one of the more
Lights
popular
is
ones.
A great movie.
It is a great movie, but it's also like one of the more popular ones. It's one of the
Varsity Blues.
I've actually never seen that movie.
Are you kidding me?
Puking Rally,
right?
I've probably seen it because I hung out with Justin.
No, Donahue.
Would be whatever.
Yeah. All right, so Rufio!
Yes, the guy that is playing Rufio. This is not a Robin Williams story.
Dante.
My notes here say the actor who played Rufio.
Dante Bosco.
There we go.
Belafonte.
Also, Zuko in Avatar The Last Airbender.
Oh, really?
Prince Zuko.
I did not know that.
Not the live action.
Oh, yeah, I know the cartoon. Yeah. I assume.
Oh.
The cartoon.
I was going to say, he's probably a little old for that role.
Nah, Zuko. Prince Zuko. Right there.
He has started a Kickstarter campaign to do a Rufio prequel movie that he just feels like it needs to be made. And now, when I first read this, I was like, oh, someone's broke and just trying to ride some childhood fame.
Nope.
Which is still probably kind of doing, at least on the childhood fame part.
Dante Bosco is making gobbles of money off of the convention circuit.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
He is
Rufio,
yeah,
after
he
all.
He puts us to shame as far as, like, annual wages goes.
Okay, but I got a little bit more excited for this when it was said that he's only looking for $30,000 and he wants to do a short film,
mm-hmm.
short indie-style film for this. And I was like, oh, I can
That'd
get
be
behind
sweet.
That a lot more than a
full-length
feature
film
exactly.
About Rufio.
That
only
I wouldn't
one
give a fuck
thought
about.
His quote was ironic that they got him saying?
What?
Where he says... on the Kickstarter page, the film is described as being about believing in yourself and not letting your past define who you are, finding your destiny and forcing it into existence. And he's totally going
making
back
a Rufio
to his past and wanting to make another one. It just seemed like it.
Well, he might not be going back to his past and making
it. He probably didn't write that quote, and someone didn't think it through. Yeah. Like, Dante Bosco probably has, like, a consultant.
Well, probably, but I'm just saying, it seems a little ironic.
But,
I don't know if it's ironic. Might be.
Define irony.
It's hard.
I know.
There's different kinds of it.
It's metally.
It's that one kind.
It's magnetic. But there's quite a good possibility this actually won't end up happening because the Kickstarter is only open until the end of March, and he's only got 5,000 of the 30,000 that he wants right now.
Josh is being weird.
So
you were the one that's like mouthing words at me. I'm trying to hear what you're saying. I don't know what
you're talking about.
So yeah, if you really want to see this happen, maybe go donate, but don't be surprised if this doesn't happen.
No, it's actually already happening.
He's like the upside down. They've already hit their
30,000 mark.
Really? Because what I saw was they're only at 5,000.
When was that?
When the story was printed.
Okay, so the story was printed last week.
Okay.
They've already hit their 30,000 mark and are now going for the 200,000 stretch goal.
Well, they might make that too.
The short film is happening, and God, the Wi-Fi sucks right now. Anyway.
Not as bad as Adam's reporting.
I'll come back to you as with the data.
All right. Well, we can move on from that then to the next story.
Thank you for the fact check, Josh.
Yeah, they're like 5,300. They were, and it's open until March 14th.
Oh, so it's the middle of March, not the end. I thought it was the end. Okay.
No.
So back to the set of the Batman. There seems to be some more problems.
Besides the goggles.
Well, earlier this week. After Matt Reeves, that we reported last week, Matt Reeves had signed on to direct this movie. 2 days later.
You're a fucking liar.
What?
It said 46,000.
The article says it was at 5,000 and hadn't. I'm going off what the article said. I'm going off of
the actual data.
That's fine. The only data I had was the article. Yeah. And I didn't go look it up on Kickstarter. Do you want me to pull the article?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Anyways, where were you, Adam?
Yeah. So, last week, it was said that Matt Reeves would be directing the Batman. Then, literally, two days later, Matt Reeves was off the Batman.
Oh, God, it's like that.
Yeah. Except, earlier this week, I think it was earlier today.
It was today.
Matt Reeves, back on the Batman. They backed up enough money to his house in a truck, and he is back on as directing as Batman. This movie is having...
Like, I don't care what you guys fucking do, actually.
I no longer trust this movie anymore.
No, I don't not trust at all.
Not, shit. Not at all. I'll go see it because I want to see Batman punch people in the face.
With Oakleys?
I'm going to go in with earplugs so I don't have to listen to a goddamn thing and then just watch people punch people.
So
I just want to see the shit bullshit show.
There was a quote about 6 months ago that Ben Affleck said. And he goes, there's not enough money in the world for me to direct and create a mediocre Batman movie.
Guess what's happening?
Well, that was when he was still director.
Yeah.
He's not director anymore.
No, he's not director. He's just writer and producer and actor. Star. And now apparently there is enough money in the world to get some shit.
Yeah, so there's not enough money for Ben Affleck to direct it, but there is enough money for Matt Reeves to direct it. So that's going to happen still. He's back on. Hopefully they salvage something halfway decent out of it.
Mike actually would like to point out that Hoosiers is a basketball movie, and it's always the number one sports movie on any sports movie list.
Oh,
it is?
We are Tarts.
Yeah, well,
what?
I don't really...
Is Gene Hackman not the coach, Mike? See, I know what I'm talking about. He knows. It's okay. Mike knows.
We are Tarts.
Hoosiers. That's the hockey movie.
Yoga Hoosiers.
I just know the goon.
I thought it was Hosers. Was
no.
Moving on.
You're talking about the
Strange Brew.
The two Canadian dudes, right? Yeah. We're thinking about the same movie then.
Yeah.
So this motherfucker is everywhere.
Can't be put down.
Killing it.
Yeah. Donald Glover, if you don't know, will be playing Lando Calrissian, but is also going to be the voice of Simba in the new Lion King movie.
Now, this is a live-action Lion King directed by Jon Favreau.
Yes.
Also the man behind Jungle Book and Iron Man 1 and 2.
Yeah. So probably going to be a good fucking movie.
Live-action Lion King.
Did you see live-action Jungle Book?
No.
It's animated with environments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, good. Jungle Book is on Netflix now. Give it a look. It's actually pretty good.
I'll have to check it out.
Ben Kingsley's Bagheera, Bill Murray's Baloo. Idris Elba, Shere Khan. It's actually a really good cast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Huh.
And it follows the book of Jungle Book more than the Disney Jungle Book.
Black Widow's the snake. I can't remember.
Yeah, she is. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the snake's name?
Ka.
Ka. That's right.
Oh, Christopher Walken is King Louie.
Yep. Oh, I heard about that.
Oh, no, it's so good. Yeah. So does he sing? He does. Yeah, it's terrible, oh, but it's Christopher Walken.
It's not terrible.
It's Christopher Walken terrible. Yeah, so he's like, I'm the king that the swingers call, jungle VIP.
But it's just bad.
I've been at the top, and I've had to stop. That's what's bothering me.
I liked it.
I want to be a man, man cub.
Cub.
But yeah, we will get Cub. Donald Glover as
Never
Simba.
Tried a walking.
So, I didn't even know they were doing a Lion King live action, but I'm pretty goddamn excited for it now.
James Earl Jones is coming back as Mufasa.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's all going to be animated as long as he's alive, and I'm pretty sure they've already started recording his lines.
Yeah, and especially if him being up there, that's probably the first person they got in the recording booth, I'd imagine.
What is he holding?
It's something from The Martian.
It's a stapler. It's a glass stapler from The Martian.
Well, that's good. That's metal ones or something?
No. It's NASA, so they have like plastic and glass.
Spacey weird shit, Garrett.
Yeah, like it's like when
all their
goes,
office
like,
supplies.
So this is the Hermes, and he's like flying over to Mars.
I'm glad you know, because it was really bugging me. Once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it in the center
of
the
photo. It's
right,
actually, you can see the top of it right behind Simba's mane.
Like half
right
faded
there.
Up higher.
Up higher a little bit. Right there. Yep. That's where it is.
And he's like, this is the spaceship, this is the thing we launched, and we just catch it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he walks across the room pretending that the stapler is
What was
the
your
ship.
Name again? Teddy. Teddy. Okay, so did anybody out there, besides what I made Adam do, watch Blue Planet?
I watched all of Blue Planet.
I've watched Blue Planet.
So good, right?
It's amazing. It's Planet Earth, but just the ocean.
Yeah. It's a BBC series, Blue Planet. They have announced, and they are already starting shooting... Blue Planet 2.
Yes.
It'll be out in 5 years.
Yeah. And it will be narrated by David Attenborough.
At least some of it.
God, if he doesn't die first.
Yeah.
He will live forever. I'm convinced.
He better outlive me. That's all I'm saying.
Like, you saw the end of Planet Earth 2 when he's on top of the London Eye.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And he's just like, Planet Earth is an amazing place.
It just sounds so good.
Yes.
He gives this heartfelt speech about how we got to save the planet. And you're just like... Fuck, I should get outside and recycle right now.
It's not like how we have to save the planet. It's like how we have to start coexisting with the planet and not just raping it.
Exactly.
Oh, you mean raping it for money?
Like it's
I'm a capitalist. I don't know what that is.
So you're big about Dakota right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Dude, that place is on fire.
Is it?
Dakota, like the Dakota Access area is on fire right now.
Oh,
because
man.
The protesters just set fire to
their campus they left as they got evicted. Yeah, because today was the eviction raid.
Yep. Damn.
They torched it, dude. And there are
That's crazy.
Billowing smokes for miles, dude. It's so bad. They fucked it up.
Yeah, they're going to leave a huge mess.
Everybody fucked it up.
But Blue Planet 2, definitely going to be worth your while. Look for it on BBC. Problem with BBC documentaries like this is they're really only available to premium customers.
At first, at least.
Yeah, it'll take Netflix at least 2 years to grab onto it.
But there are other places you can find it, and it is a BBC documentary, so I won't be upset if you do.
A lot of stuff, if you keep up with it, BBC will let you watch directly off their website if you go there.
They did that with Planet Earth,
You have
too,
to be from the UK.
Oh, well,
you have to spoof your.
Well, they probably
stuff.
Do that for BBC America then when they air it over
Mike
here.
Had a comment for you.
Because I know right now BBC America is finally airing
Thanks,
Planet
Mike.
Earth 2, a couple months later. So you could probably do it on that website for
Eventually,
us now.
Yeah.
Mike's comment for John is yes, Gene Hackman is the coach. Good job, John. You actually got something right for once.
BBC always gets these documentaries right. That's for damn sure.
Dude, I haven't
that
seen...
That was reaching.
Dude, I'm trying to keep the show on track.
He's not wrong, though. I haven't seen a bad BBC documentary.
Neither have I. I mean, to be completely honest, I've enjoyed all of them.
Yeah, they're all really well shot and interesting shit.
Exactly.
Like, genuinely interesting shit.
They don't linger on something for too long to where you get fucking bored of the hummingbird.
The only thing I'll give them critiques on is, they always have shots of, predators hunting prey, and we never see the kill. We never get
prey,
to see
like
that
always
fucking,
gets away. And when it does
in
get killed,
Earth
it's, like,
one,
behind
you see
tall grass.
A pride of lions
and you see, like,
kill
legs
an
stick
elephant.
Up.
That was pretty dope.
When?
In Planet Earth 1.
In the dark.
Yeah, it was in the dark, but still. It looked pretty rad. In night vision, though. It wasn't like there was just a black fucking screen.
I will give them in Planet Earth 2, we get to see a leopard invade a hog, like Scrum, and steal a baby and then hop over a fence.
That's awesome.
In night vision, though, to where, like, the leopard is highlighted and the animals are highlighted, but everything around them is darkened.
That's so, how the lion infrared? Kill with the elephants
it's,
is.
It's probably infrared, but I don't know exactly.
Wasn't
what they
that
call
in
it.
Like India or something? It's like in the was city, in, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't in India.
I don't know.
Sumatra.
I think it was Sumatra.
Yeah.
God, Planet Earth 2 is good.
So good.
But
the peregrine falcons. Oh my God, those were so
fastest animal on Earth.
Yep, New York. Yeah.
Is Absolutely. That where they're at?
Yeah.
That's where they're
the highest concentration of them.
New York
yeah.
City.
Yeah. Yep. Like,
they just take
the island.
The
like, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, like, straight up, dude.
Man, how crazy would it be you walking down the street and a pigeon head just lands next to you? Just, what the fuck?
I'm sure it happens probably enough to where it's just one of those things that happened in New York that they never talk about.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
One of the cool
Dead
things
pigeon
about.
Pigeon blood, like, falling.
One of the cool things about BBC documentaries, too, is if you watch them as they happen, like, they're not there on Netflix, but if you watch them as they happen, they have the. After the credits scene where they show how they did some of the documenting.
Yes. Oh, that's so cool. I love that.
I watched all of them.
That's sometimes that's the so best good. Part of the episode, to
like
be completely
the
honest.
The penguin episode where
they're
like
on the
fucking,
island?
Yeah, they're racing the waves as they come in to fucking destroy penguins and stuff.
Or
so good.
They found a spot to set up camp that was kind of away from just these millions of penguins. And they're like, we figured out why there are no penguins over here. Because all their shit, when it rains, runs right into our fucking camp.
Yeah, like, when it rains, it all runs down into where they camped.
Oh, so they're
mud and poop.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
It's not all the poop that runs down. They
no,
get,
no, it's just the,
literally,
where the water
goes.
Yeah,
but the penguins are literally pooping on their stuff.
Well,
like, walking
too,
over
yeah.
and shitting on their tents and their gear and, like, walking away like, thanks for the poop spot, man.
You mean
I've been looking for somebody.
Like when they showed all of their gear, it was
just
covered
in
shit.
Yeah.
All
gross.
Of their gear in pelican cases.
Yeah. So, cuttlefish fact. Cuttlefish have a bone.
Yeah.
An actual bone.
Yeah, I got a cuttle bone too.
That's actually what it's called. It's called
That's
a cuttle bone.
Amazing. That makes me so happy.
It's a prized possession in some places. It's
really?
It looks like a piece of
sponge.
So,
no matter how
many
documentaries I've seen, I don't know how big a cuttlefish is. That could be 8 feet long.
I don't know
long.
How big a cuttlefish
It depends
is
on what type.
Okay, really?
Yep.
Because, like, that could be 8 feet long. That could be 8 inches long.
Yeah,
it's,
I have
no
idea.
It's about a foot, dude. They're about this big.
Okay.
Cuttlefish are about this big.
Okay. I can live with that.
They sell cuttlefish bones all the time for, like, birds and stuff.
Yep.
And guinea pigs and animals to chew
chewing,
on things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It just looks like a big, giant, white seed, almost like,
really?
Like a sunflower seed or mm-hmm. something, you know.
I did not
they
know
use
this.
It to adjust their buoyancy.
Oh, okay.
Because they can basically push the water out of that bone.
Because they can do that.
That's pretty sweet ability.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think his name is Iwan Rewa.
Better known as Ramsay Bolton from Game of Thrones.
Or Simon from Misfits.
Never saw
Who's
Misfits.
This guy on the right?
That is Maximus of the Inhumans.
Maximus the Mad of the Inhumans.
So, Iwan Rewa.
Does he control the
No, he's
Matrix?
Just mad.
Oh.
Okay, we'll get into what he does in a second.
So Iwan Rewa, Iwan Rion, Iwan, Iwan,
yeah,
Rheon, Rion,
Iwan Rion,
Iwan Rion.
I feel sorry for all of his teachers.
Well, he's
a
Irish.
Little weird.
What?
It's a hand tumor.
That's not it.
It's
the
part
meat
of his
hand.
Palm.
It's right here.
I know what it's supposed to be. The way it's drawn, it looks extra lumpy.
I'd like to see you draw a hand.
That's a very good point.
I would actually like that. You should draw a hand.
ABC is planning another
series.
Those
that can't do critique.
ABC is planning another series centered around the Inhumans,
mm-hmm.
which is a Marvel Cinematic thing. And it's going to be either replacing S.H.I.E.L.D. or going alongside S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's actually not a S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff at all.
I know, but we haven't seen anything from S.H.I.E.L.D. which is the only thing that ABC is doing right now with Marvel.
Oh, right.
So, like, it's either going to replace S.H.I.E.L.D. in that slot or run alongside it.
Oh, I see what you mean by running alongside it.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah.
But Iwan Rion has been announced as Maximus the Mad, who is the brother of Black Bolt.
I didn't know they were brothers. Okay.
Yeah.
And Black Bolt is the leader.
He's
the king of the Inhumans.
Leader. Can't even talk.
He's a king.
Yeah, that's true. He can't
talk. Well, he can talk, but,
he'll kill
destroy all things.
Yeah. And then Maximus the Mad is an insane level inventor. Like,
yeah, he's Reed Richards level intelligence. He's,
yes,
he's got the intelligence of Iron Man and Reed Richards, but unfortunately, he has massive mood swings.
He's also got the ability to. He's got some mental powers to where he can plant ideas in your head and then
suggestions,
or and like you can be like, I want you to kill John when you hear this. And think then it about won't like happen Loki until...
Or like a hypnotist.
I gotcha. Think a lot like Kilgrave as far as suggestion
goes.
Yeah,
but he doesn't have it like all the time.
No, because like, he's got mentors.
Because he's fucking crazy.
From,
yeah.
Jessica Jones. He can tell you to do something.
You
don't
watch Jessica Jones?
No. Even if you don't want to do it, you'll do it anyways.
Man, you gotta watch... You gotta watch a lot.
Like, he'll tell you to shoot yourself in the head, and you'll pick up a gun and do it, but the entire time you're trying to stop yourself from doing
Garrett,
it.
Garrett, we might stop the Zelda stream on Saturday so you can watch Guardians of the Galaxy. Be like, be back in 2 hours. We're gonna,
gotta watch Guardians.
We're gonna school somebody.
I know, but I think this casting is perfect. We've seen this dude play a crazy fucking psychopath before on Game of Thrones. And
with massive mood swings.
With massive mood swings, and we're gonna he'll fit right into Maximus the Mad.
I would love to like have an example of how mad Maximus is, but the only example I have is he at one point Black Bolt wants to detonate a Terra Genesis cloud over New York City, and Maximus just goes, "Yeah, sounds good. Sounds like a good idea. Let's
What's
do
Terra
that."
Genesis?
Terra Genesis is what turns people susceptible to inhumanity into inhumans.
Okay.
But they have this genetic predisposition to be inhumans.
That was tetragen.
No, it's Terra Genesis.
Terra Genesis. Okay. But then if it touches them and they don't have that predisposition, they die. Yeah.
No, it's only if they're mutants. They die.
Oh, it's only if they're mutants?
His take is from S.H.I.E.L.D.
So what's the difference between an inhuman and a mutant?
The Marvel line. It really depends on like what okay. Terra Genesis has to be actively activated, whereas mutation happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can someone be both?
No. Then you just say that Terra Genesis would kill a mutant.
No, but they've converted people like through canon. They've converted people from mutants to inhumans.
Okay.
Like Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch are now inhumans. Just because of their appearance in the MCU. Just because of that. Just because of them being in Age of Ultron.
Really?
They have now become inhumans.
They were barely...
They were mutants. They're both the sons of... They're son and daughter of Magneto.
I know, dude. I know.
A mutant. Anyway.
What's his name? Pierre?
Yeah, Pietro.
Pietro. Yeah.
And Wanda.
So
Louis C.K.
Yes.
He made Adam yawn.
He did. Louis C.K.
He's yelling right there. I
think he's yawning.
It's a gasp.
That's the face I make when I yawn.
Eyes super wide. I doubt that. Try and yawn without closing your eyes sometime.
He's got the rock
eyebrow. Try and sneeze without closing your eyes.
That hurts. That hurts.
Yeah, not easy.
No.
You can actually shoot your
eyes
aren't
closed.
Oh, that sounds dangerous.
Yeah, terrible.
They're wide open. I yawned without closing my eyes.
I didn't see it. Didn't count. But Louis C.K.'s next two specials will be coming out on Netflix. Not surprised. His last couple came out on Netflix as well. But he has signed a deal for two more. So you have those to look forward to. I mean, no release date or anything. He probably hasn't even filmed them yet. But they are coming. In fact, when you want to know when they're coming, look at his tour dates and then plan about 6 months after each one of those tours end. And that's when each one of these is probably coming out.
Or come listen to the podcast. We'll probably talk about it.
Yeah, that too. That's actually a better idea.
This podcast.
Before we go too much farther into TV news.
Sports movies.
Sports movies, yes. Thank you.
Throw in your sports movies. Into the chat, into Facebook.
Wherever wherever you want to toss them. So last week.
Huh? I can't pull up the YouTube stream. Anything from YouTube?
No.
Okay.
Do we have anything from Facebook?
I don't know. So how about this sting-wielding, shield-bearing.
Captain American shielding.
Stephen Colbert.
American.
Yeah. Cold-blooded American. Bleeds.
Cold-blooded American?
Yeah.
He's got a heat lamp above him.
He's a lizard person, clearly.
Keep trying to backpedal, Adam. It's working for you so far.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert, for last week we said that he was leading late night and viewers 2 weeks in a row, and it's now 3 weeks in a row. I'm not going to tell you every week that this happens. I'm going to be like, next week it's 4 weeks, but
I just wanted to... You know, he says that now, but it's totally going to become a thing that we announce every time.
Who's just the leader of late night that week is? But yeah, this is just another week in a row of him taking the top spot from Jimmy Fallon. So if you're watching Jimmy Fallon, maybe check out The Late Show. You might like it more. A lot of people seem to be switching over.
Do you know why he should take the top spot from Jimmy Fallon?
Because he's way better than Jimmy Fallon. Because
he has way more talent and appeal and, I don't know, is more politically on point.
Wait, didn't Leno did The Tonight Show.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And then gave it up to Conan.
Letterman did
The Late Show.
Yeah.
Letterman was actually...
Letterman was funny.
Most of Letterman's content that actually really hit, aside from like his scandals and stuff, written by... who the fuck was to Tonight Show before...
Carson?
Before Leno. Yeah, written by Carson.
Really?
Carson and Letterman were massive fans, or massive friends, until Carson died. In fact, during some of Letterman's monologues, whenever he did the golf swing, that was a joke that Carson wrote for it. Him.
Oh, okay.
Carson retired from The Tonight Show and then essentially became like a boat person. Like, he lived on a yacht for the last parts of his life. And just sat there and wrote comedy, and he gave them to Letterman.
That's awesome.
That is pretty rad of him.
But I think we can all agree that
fucking
Stephen Colbert is the best thing to happen to Late Night recently.
For years, The Late Show has been better than The Tonight Show.
I would agree with you. I don't watch much Late Night TV at all, but the bits that I do see, mainly from like Reddit, like opening monologues and stuff.
Leno was so rough to watch for a while.
Oh, he's all product placement. That's all he is. He's all product.
He made so much fucking money from that show.
Sure. He made a garage.
Yeah, I know. It's a sweet garage, too. The man likes his cars.
But Colbert is just killing it.
Yeah.
If I was going to watch Late Show, or Late Night TV at all, it would be Stephen Colbert's show.
Have you done since last week and looked at his monologues recently?
No, I haven't. No. I should have.
No?
No.
Damn. Missing out. He did one of the breakdowns he did over the course of the last week was how much Trump costed the American public during his first month. Opposed to what Barack Obama caused during his first 8 years. And Trump is almost beating Obama's average.
That's crazy.
Average?
Yeah, like Trump caused or costed the American people 11.3 million in the month between January 20th and February 20th. And that was Barack Obama's average over the course of his 8 years of presidency was 12.3 million. So
per what?
Per year, I think.
Okay.
For travel or
for travel? Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so he's just hopping around.
He's going from Mar-a-Lago or wherever he's going to back and
the
Southern White House.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then Trump Tower, and his name is not Trump; it's T. Diddy.
Actually, there's a couple of Trumpisms that I want to pull out here.
Oh, yeah? You got some new ones?
Yeah. I thought they were hilarious.
Did you come up with these, or are these ones you stumbled across?
No, I found them on Reddit. But somebody else wrote them down, and I had to...
Yeah, so you took a note of how good they were?
I saved them. Trumple Stillskin.
Ooh, I like that.
Cheeto Bonito. Mango Mussolini.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty damn good.
Twitler is great.
That is
golden.
Really good.
Just because he's on Twitter so much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Darth Hater. Hair Fuhrer. Vanilla Isis and Scrotus.
Vanilla Isis?
When Bushisms were a thing, they were things Bush actually said. Like,
oh, I didn't strategery. Mean like a Bushism. I meant more of a...
Nickname?
Yeah. Nickname.
Like strategery?
Yeah. There's a whole website dedicated to Bushisms. People just waited to see what he
Trump's
would say.
Trump's got his alt facts. That's a Trumpism.
Alt facts.
My pick for sports movie is basketball.
Okay. Basketball. So how many picks do we got?
This is would make five. But we still have one more piece of news. And then we have to spin for genres. So people, you still have time to get your sports movies in. Get them in.
Do it.
The last piece of news we have is that there is an official release date for the new season of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And that is April 11th.
Woo!
We get an all new cast. And it will be...
Not an all new cast.
Well, a mostly new cast. Joel.
Yeah, well, the voices for Crow and Tom Servo will be the same.
Okay. So we get Bill Corbett and we get...
I don't remember the other guy. Yeah.
God damn it. It's Michael Nelson, Bill Corbett, and the other guy.
Tom Servo.
Fuck. Yeah, and Tom Servo.
You guys are fucked up.
But I'm super fucking excited for this. I love Mystery Science Theater. I remember watching them as a little kid Sundays while my dad cooked breakfast. So I cannot wait for this to come. In fact, I might watch these with my old man.
That would be adorable. I might do that.
Yeah, I'm excited. MST3K, I don't know if you guys ever watched any of it.
Kevin
yeah.
Murphy.
There you go.
Kevin Murphy is the voice of Tom Servo.
Huh. And they're coming back.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I really hope that whatever... I really hope all their set designs and everything are just as cheap and cheesy as they were the original ones.
There's also a Kickstarter right now live for Riff Tracks live. The two movies they've announced are... we'll get back to you. One of them is Samurai Cop, and the other one is something else. But there's a mystery one announced right now.
Oh.
Not announced. I'll get back to you real quick.
Josh on the data.
I'm working on it.
He's working on the data.
One thing that I do really like about these guys is at the end of all of their movies, when they go to plug their stuff, they're just like, hey, if you got it from free, like if a friend gave it to you or you got it from somewhere on the internet and you enjoyed it, maybe thinking about stopping by our website and kicking them some cash. Like they're fully aware and understand that people pirate their shit.
Yeah,
and they're just like, hey, I mean... just come donate us some cash if you like what we're doing.
If 2% of people who pirate something come and donate some money,
exactly.
You're going to make
a... So here it is. Riff Tracks Live 2017. They're kickstarting Samurai Cop, a beach party shorts extravaganza.
Beach party shorts?
Yeah, so you know the shorts that, like, Who Hurt You, Old Jalopy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, those shorts, they're doing an entire beach hour party. And a half of that. And then a mystery title. So far, they're asking for $250,000, and they've been pledged $155,000 with 29 days to go. So get on top of that.
I'm sure they'll make it. I don't think they've missed a single one. I might do that myself.
If you only pay $10, you get a shorts collection. You get it downloaded right to you. You get a shorts collection.
Oh, that's kind of rad.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah. So fun little piece of trivia for Mystery Science Theater. Remember when you were watching them and they would get movie side?
Yeah.
When they get the little movie side, that was because
they didn't know how to end a skit.
They didn't know how to end a skit, so they would just hit that and they would just react, movie side, we got movie side! And then, so they just end it that way.
Just like that's bad great. Flicks.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, all right. Speaking of which, we're out of here.
Well, speaking
movie
of which,
side.
That is the last news story of the night. So now it is time to spin for genre. Draw some homework and get the fuck out.
You guys want? Are we throwing in movies this week?
We didn't have any on the Facebook, so I think so, because we only have five.
Five?
Yeah, so I say we throw movies in. John, Garrett, what do you guys got?
Go to John first.
I already said mine, and I already forgot.
Moneyball.
Oh, Moneyball, that's the one.
Okay. Moneyball.
Guess 668 says Karate Kid.
Nice. Karate Kid.
Karate Kid. So that's six, you said?
Yeah.
Karated Kid.
What are you doing, Bad News Bears?
Bad News
original.
Bears, wow.
OG Bad News Bears.
Has the Sandlot been thrown in?
It has not. It is now?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I was going to throw in Radio, and I forgot how much I hated that movie.
Fair enough.
It's funny. It's a really funny movie. My favorite part is when he gets hit in the head with the football.
Sounds hilarious.
It is so funny. Just like being the kid with the football. the Cuba Gooding kid.
Oh.
Like, come on.
That is pretty funny. So let's spin for genre real quick, and all then right. we'll crumple these up. I'll read them all off, and then we'll draw.
Here we go.
I guess I don't have to do that, do I?
Bad movie.
Oh, my God.
Are you fucking serious?
It's gotten to the point now that when I post that, hey, what's your favorite bad movie on Facebook, no one fucking responds, because I'm pretty sure they just think it's from a previous week.
Spin again.
I'm okay with the respin. I accept that.
Bad man, I've had to watch so many damn bad movies.
I mean,
movies.
It is in the name, so.
You know, you're right.
We did
How
decide.
How many times to, is it on the fucking wheel?
We
twice.
Decided to put it on there twice. So.
Oh, damn it.
I still don't think it should have that high of a percentage. Something's wrong.
It's every other time we're getting bad movies.
Spin it again and just tell me what it comes up as. I'm just curious now. We don't have to pick it. We'll go bad movie. I just need to know what your wheel can
so
do
get
here.
Get your bad movies ready, you fuckers. Oh, we have somebody voting for Respin.
Didn't 668 put a new one in? Oh, no. She said if you smoke them, if you got them.
Yeah.
My bad.
So what was the respin as?
Do you really want to do a respin?
No, I just want to know what it would be.
Well, John's respin that he asked for was action.
Okay, that's
that would have been good. We haven't had action in like ever.
Since he doesn't believe that the will is actually random. Yeah.
Well, I still don't know. You're just telling me what it did.
I still
you
have
could
no
watch
idea what
the YouTube
wheel
video.
Looks like.
You could doctor it.
Make a fake wheel.
You can't
so are we respinning?
No.
Or are we going with bad movie?
We're going with bad movie.
All yeah. Right. Sorry, 668.
So the movies we have this week are Hoosiers, Hoosiers,
Hoosiers,
Hoosiers, Hoisted,
Hoisted,
Moneyball.
Moneyball's a good one. Moneyball's a good one, John. Written by Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Sandlot.
The guy wrote The Newsroom.
Yeah. And American President.
The Colossus of Clout.
Karate Babe Kids. Karate Kid, not Kids. The original Bad News Bears.
Original, man, that's a pull.
Yeah.
It's an old one.
James goes, okay, bad action movie.
Yeah, compromise. I like that.
Hard Target.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams is good
What
one.
If we did spin the wheel twice and just combine genres and you had to pick a movie like action drama?
We could do something like that occasionally.
Dramedy.
Action drama.
John so Nick. I realized that when I spelt basketball, I just wrote basketball. But it's
well, like an accent over the top.
Oh
so
my God!
Make the A long.
Basketball.
Basketball.
It's imagination.
I think it went up right there.
Yeah,
it had a little trill.
White Men Can't Jump.
Good one.
I
hope
that
pick.
One gets
yeah.
picked. I love that movie.
That's fucking racist.
I don't want you to get me.
Watch I could
her.
Watch a Rosie Perez movie,
Dude,
man.
She sucks so much.
And Blades of Glory.
Fuck, Blades
that
of Glory.
That was Jamesy boy.
Okay, Muzak.
I got this.
I'm gonna knock one out if you don't chill.
Got it.
He picked Moneyball because he cheated, I saw it.
No, I didn't.
What
I
was
picked
it?
Basketball.
Picked your own damn
It's actually
movie.
Basketball. We just have to watch a game
watch
of basketball.
Game. March Madness is coming, guys.
I was actually watching college basketball at the bar last night while I was shooting pool.
Nice. Basketball. Get on it.
I'm about that.
That's actually a pretty good movie.
That movie has an entire conversation that goes, dude.
Yes.
Dude.
The dude conversation.
Well, dudes, I think that'll do it for this episode.
Yeah, is there any last words?
This Saturday.
Fuck bitches, get money. oh,
I
this
like
Saturday,
this.
Yeah.
I see, that's all I do on Saturdays, just fuck bitches and get money.
No, that's
my
right.
Saturday plan.
I don't get money for Saturdays.
Continue, man. Continue.
We've got Waiting for Players is doing a live stream of Zelda, A Link to the Past, starting at 11?
Yeah, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Going until we're done. So come pop in, watch us play some Zelda.
We'll probably be playing on Monday.
Watch me play a map.
You're not wrong. we're going to be streaming from 11 a.m. until we finish the game.
And that'll be where?
The Waiting for Players YouTube page.
There we go.
You can find it live. It will be noted, yeah, Bad Flix will have a presence there.
Comics Brew
will be there, too.
It'll be all the
it's
Lazy
gonna
Nights.
It's
going
to be all the Lazy Nights hanging out together.
And some friends.
And friends, yeah.
Is Chris
great
coming?
No.
Aww.
What's great is that like it'll be me and two people from Drunk Gaming that like will be joining us for the start.
Nice.
That is a weird start.
Because I want you guys to get all your sleep, you know?
I appreciate that. Nice, hey, man, if I don't get at least a solid 13 a night, I am just a wreck the next day. So,
so you never get a 13?
I get 5.5.
No, I just have really short days.
On average.
Right on.
Goodbye, everybody.
Later. Also, check out Comics Room doing Old Man Logan.
Follow us on Twitter at @bad_flicks. Find us on Facebook at badflix616. You can email the show at contact@badflix.net with your opinions and comments. Support us on Patreon and through our Amazon banner. Find us on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio, and also on iTunes, where you can rate and review us. And you can find everything we produce and chat with us live at badflix.net. This has been a Lazy Nights production.